Unit 18. The meaning of games. Games have been a part of our lives for a long time. People play games as a source of entertainment. Today, many people are wildly excited about computer games. It was not very different in the past. Many people favored playing chess or board games. Easy or difficult, each game symbolizes life and teaches important lessons. Chess is one of the oldest games in the world. As early as 2000 BC, Egyptians played a game similar to chess. Modern chess, however, is related to a 2,500-year-old Indian game called Chaturanga. Playing chess is very educational. It is a game of strategy. It is played between two people who try to capture the opponent's king. First, players must think and plan ahead before acting. Players also learn that everyone is important. There are many different pieces, but they all must be used together to win. Monopoly is a fun game that many people can enjoy together. The object of the game is to make as much money as possible. Players move around the board and then buy or sell famous streets, buildings, and houses. The more property a player owns, the more other players must pay. Just like chess, players learn valuable lessons from playing Monopoly. The game involves a lot of luck. Players must be careful with money, though. If players spend all their money too quickly, they will go bankrupt. The most useful and practical lesson from Monopoly is to invest the money wisely. Chess and Monopoly are fun games and great ways to pass the time. However, they are really much more than just games. Chess and Monopoly reflect life. They are not just about being smarter and luckier than your opponents. Losing honestly is always more important than winning unfairly. It is not only true in chess and Monopoly, but also in life.